One of the things I'll be doing this weekend is going to the Laughter Factory to see their latest lineup of comedians. They've got Pete Johansson, Jeff Norcott, and Mandy Knight.
Mandy Knight's great.
She
I've seen
is.
Her a lot of times in the UK. I think she isn't she the considered the UK's best female stand-up?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I think she's been voted. Oh, interesting.
Well, yeah, but anyway, no. Don't get me wrong. She's really good,
she's
but
very
I wouldn't.
Good.
I wouldn't put it like that. You know, there. There's a lot of good female comedians out there.
Yeah,
she is a good one, but I think that personally, there's one joke there, and she does it very, very well.
Right,
and a lot of it's about how she interacts with the audience.
Mm.
So if you're talking about actually writing material
okay.
and that as a comedian, then and you know and sustaining that kind of writing over. For maybe half an hour or an hour, then there are many other, you know.
There's a lot of really good female comedians out there as well.
But
actually.
If you're talking about stand-up and doing club comedy, which is you've got, you know, you're half an hour, but you're just sort of firing the gags out there or you're talking to the audience, she's great. She is great.
Very good,
and she was, I think, the first female compere of the Comedy Store in London.
Okay.
And you know what? That's a tough gig to get up and compere at where you've got in the centre of the West End of London, where you've got stag do's coming through,
hen
do's,
you've
got tourists,
stag do, comedy night.
It's full on bear pit Friday Saturday night kind of environment. And you get up there and you've got to not only make people laugh and warm them up for the acts that are coming on, but you've also got to manage it because the role of a compere, there's a skill to that, and so that, you know, really hats off to her, and as a woman to get up and do that, really she's really good. Pete Johansson won the Edinburgh Comedy Award, the newcomer, a couple of years ago, so he's one to watch. Quite a famous family, actually. His brother is an actor in Hollywood. He was in One Tree Hill. And Raven, are you familiar with Raven? That was just quite recent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and his father was, I think, a well-known hockey player from Canada. So they're a Canadian family. So that's Pete Johansson and Jeff
Family
Norcott.
Of overachievers, it sounds like.
And Jeff Norcott. So he's doing well. He's done a lot of writing for radio in the UK.
Yeah. I think I've seen Jeff Norcott. I think, has Jeff Norcott been out here before? No?
No.
Okay, I do know the name and I do know the face. Good stuff in the cinema as well this weekend.
There is, but just to say about the comedy on the Laughter Factory, they've got a new venue. So tonight it's still at TCOM, as always.
Thursday, Grand Millennium Hotel.
Yep, that's right. And on Friday, they've got a new venue, which is up at the Marina, at the Address Hotel at the Marina.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Friday night, so check that out. And yes, films, lots of new releases this weekend. It's a big weekend for film in Dubai. Now, where would you like to start? We've got a sort of action one. Well, we've got sci-fi, we've got comic book hero style, and then we've got real sort of more in-depth tearjerker.
Well, you've got Super 8, which is the tribute to Spielberg, basically, by J.J. Abrams. And, you know, it's him reliving what his life would be like if he was really Steven Spielberg, in my opinion. I haven't seen it. It doesn't really overexcite me when I look at the concept of it, what it's about. And the reviews have not been amazing, but very polished filmmaker.
Mm.
You know, it's always going to look good.
Mm.
But it's not. Hasn't really leapt out and bit me and said, come and see me.
Well, are you a fan of Spielberg movies? Are you a sci-fi?
I love movies, full stop. You know, so I do like Spielberg. I think he's gone off the boil a bit. I'm quite enjoying the stuff that he produces more now and the projects that he gets involved and gets passionate about. I really enjoyed The Pacific, which was the kind of like the sequel to Band of Brothers, which he did with Tom Hanks. And it's fascinating, actually. We're talking about cinema, but cinema's really under threat by the whole concept of TV movies, HBO, box office, etc. They're really churning out some good stuff now and attracting big directors. Previously, it was always the big actors that would get involved, but now the big directors are there. You know, you've got Scorsese just recently, and they're really grossing a lot of money when cinema is going down, which I think... Part of me thinks it's a real shame because, for me, there is nothing like going to the cinema, sitting down and watching a big screen, loud, great film. I don't mean saying loud as in like needs to be an action film. For me as well, you know, it's about the sounds, about the music and everything else. If you go and see
on a big screen, with the acoustics in the room.
Absolutely.
And I understand, of course, you wouldn't want to lose the cinema, but I do think it's interesting, and I like the idea in America that they respect TV, that directors will work in TV and produce good TV shows. They put the money into it, they support it, they invest in TV in that way, when in other markets it's not necessarily the case.
But that's only recently. It's only recently. I mean, you know, the first real big success story that turned it around for TV in the US was The Sopranos.
Or ER, though, going back to ER.
Yeah, but that wasn't home box office. That wasn't like, it's not a series made like a movie. And The Sopranos are the first one that really set that genre, you know.
Right.
You've also got things like Mad Men.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, Band of Brothers at the Pacific. Boardwalk Empire was the Scorsese one that was recently. New one that's on the TV at the moment is Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is with just swamped with British actors. So
you're clearly into your box sets, Dylan. And I get that totally. Yeah. We love our box sets here,
don't we? It's coming up for summer Ramadan.
Yes,
you know, this is box set time, isn't it?
Yeah, with the weather and just to kind of get settled in and really, I love doing that and just watch through a whole series in one day, occasionally.
Completely.
Yeah.
I think the first time I really got into doing that was West Wing. That was the first box set I really just went through. And I remember running to Spinney's to actually buy the next season for me and my wife, going, oh, we have to see what happens, we have to see what happens. It was great. But at the cinema, though, come back to the cinema, we do have The Green Lantern.
We do. Let's go to The Green Lantern's great, and you're a boy, and you're bound to go. You're bound to go from Super
Spielberg,
8
yeah,
to Green Lantern.
Lantern.
But to balance it out a little bit, I think we do need to look at Rabbit Hole first. And Rabbit Hole is, I've seen the trailer, and it is a film that I will definitely try and see this weekend.
Yeah.
It's not just because I'm a woman at all, but because it, to me, what it looks like, it is going to be sad. It is about a couple that have lost a child, and it's about how they deal with that and how it affects their marriage, and it is going to be an emotional roller coaster movie. But one of the reasons I want to see it is because, just looking at the trailer anyway, I was sold on the trailer when I was in the cinema a few weeks ago, is that it's extremely well written. It's proper, you know, drama, quality drama. So as much as people want to go and watch fast action movies at the cinema, I love to sit in a cinema and watch a really good drama that's well acted, well written, and takes you somewhere, gets you to feel something that, and you know, makes you think a little bit. So I'm definitely going to check this out. Nicole Kidman's in there.
Well, it's based on a play, isn't it?
It is. It's a film adaptation of David Lindsay Abaire play.
Yeah.
And you know, that's always interesting to me as well, when it's been a play first, so that with writing and how that then gets adapted into a movie. Directed by John Cameron Mitchell, Nicole Kidman stars with Aaron Eckhart, who I think is a great actor.
And it seems to be one of the busiest actors.
He is, isn't he?
He's in everything.
And versatile, actually.
Yeah,
he's trying hard, isn't he, I think.
But he's good at it.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
he's got a very good range.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think he's one of those really good salesmen where, I'm going to buy whatever he sells, really. Because he's just got such a good face, you know, great smile, very warm personality, and does have range, you know, can be really gentle, quite forceful.
And I thought the chemistry between them was really interesting from what I saw in the trailer as well. So just getting into the depths of grief and emotion. We're not going to end on that note, though. We will go now to Green Lantern, Ryan Reynolds.
The Green Lantern.
Yeah, tell us about this.
So this is another episode in the build-up to the Justice League. So Green Lantern, another comic book hero, with Ryan Reynolds playing Green Lantern, who I also have a lot of time for. Really like Ryan Reynolds. Think he's really funny. Just really enjoyable actor. But basically, it's a guy that gets given a magic ring by an alien to then become the saviour of this galaxy. And as I'm saying it, I'm worried about myself saying it. But it's just... I mean, I saw Thor the other week with my family, and we loved Thor. which is another stage of building up to the Justice League. Love the comic book heroes, love the adaptations, and they're getting really good at it, and
yes.
It's becoming a very good market.
No, it's true. And again, you know, it's as much for the partners, you know, it's not just the boys' movies. I mean, I really like Iron Man, you know, there's
Iron Man's great. It's just great,
great
fun.
Great movie, yeah, great movie. So, I mean, it is helping because they're putting in A-League actors as the leading roles, and that's drawing people in on all sorts of levels. But no, that'll be interesting. I don't know what the reviews are like for it.
I haven't seen many of the reviews. I'll be honest with you, I haven't read many of the reviews. I've heard that it is good fun if you're into your comic book movies. And I can't imagine a film with Ryan Reynolds actually being that bad anyway. Because he just sucks you in, you know.
He chooses
very
well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does. He really does.
Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be looking at an event happening on Saturday at Paw's a Pet Planet. It's First Aid for the Dogs. Yeah. And we'll be getting into looking at a dog as a man's best friend, and what it's like being a dog owner here in the UAE.